Okay, folks, we're back. So are you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast, brought to you by A Good Hockey Podcast. We release episodes every Sunday and Thursday, as well as the odd Monday. As always, I'm Callum here with Chuck. What's up, dude?
Not much. I am just slapping fantasy hockey in the Good Hockey Fantasy League this week.
Nice.
I'm currently winning 10-3 against Quincy's team, and I'm sorry to say, Quincy, but I am beating you by double, at least double, in all of the point categories, as well as just all the offensive categories. So it's been a good week. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm actually down in a lot of my leagues, but we discussed this earlier on in the podcast. I'm kind of in a comfortable position where I'm less focused on streaming players to try and win my matchups so much as I'm looking to maximize value for the playoff schedule, because it seems like my position's already locked in. So I'm losing in the keeper league and the good fantasy hockey league, but I'm not very stressed about it. Yeah, picked up Boone Jenner and it seems like he's a hold.
Yeah, you said he's a sub 100 in the good hockey fantasy league, right?
Top 100. It's fantastic.
Got amazing
2 points tonight.
Yeah,
or this afternoon.
He and Seattle have been playing very well recently. They've got a good schedule for this upcoming week,
Jenner's
too.
Jenner's on Columbus.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking about someone else. My bad.
What are you thinking about?
I was thinking about Jared McCann. I don't know why. Uh-huh. Anyways.
Yeah.
Well, the stream strategy is designed to find maximum value in the upcoming NHL schedule. For fantasy hockey, streaming means picking up players for a short period of time to maximize starts. We have compiled a list of players that we deem are worth consideration to pick up for the rest of this week. We're heading into week 18.
That's right.
Crazy.
Yep, we are far into the season at this point.
Yeah. So we're jumping right into the schedule. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday are your on nights. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday are your off nights. True on night, Thursday, Saturday. That means the Tuesday is kind of a light one. And a true off night, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which means Sunday is kind of a busy one. Monday, we got 5 games. Tuesday, 6. Wednesday, 5. Thursday, 8. Friday, 6. Saturday, 10. Sunday, 8.
Yeah,
Sunday's almost an all night this week.
It's literally half the teams in the league playing. So I guess technically it could be an all night, but it's also not a really busy one.
Yep.
There should be some opportunities to stream in a guy unless your schedule, your roster buildup simply doesn't allow it. Good schedules. Colorado Avalanche have 4 games, 3 off nights, including a back-to-back on Friday, Saturday. The Blue Jackets have 4 games, 2 off nights, with a back-to-back on Thursday, Friday. Montreal Canadiens, 3 games, 2 off nights. The Islanders have 4 games, 1 off night, including a back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. San Jose Sharks, 4 games, 1 off night, back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. Seattle Kraken, 4 games, 2 off nights, back-to-back Monday, Tuesday. Toronto Maple Leafs, 4 games, 1 off night, back-to-back Monday, Tuesday. And the Jets have 4 games. All of them are off nights. Bad schedules. Detroit Red Wings, New Jersey Devils, Ottawa Senators, Tampa Bay Lightning, Vegas Golden Knights, and Washington Capitals. These guys all only have 2 games this week, and some of them have 0 off-night games. Some of them only have 1, but in general, those are the bad schedules.
Yeah, the Ottawa Senators enjoyed back-to-back 5-game weeks. Well, yeah. I guess streamers of the Ottawa Senators enjoyed that. I'm sure the Senators are exhausted, but they have 2 games, no off nights, so I would be dropping all of my Ottawa streamers at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping right into the streamers, though, going to look at Colorado Avalanche first. Obviously, Valeri Nichushkin has to be in the conversation once again. He's got a season ranking of 162, rostered in 29% of leagues on that second forward line with Kadri. He's also playing on the second power play with no PP time. I'm also looking at Jack Johnson, season ranking of 585, rostered in 0% of leagues, so you're guaranteed to be able to pick him up. Second defensive line, no power play unit, and first PK deployment. I'm going to be looking at Jack Johnson for some peripherals, mainly the defensive stats like hits and blocks. And finally, JT Compher, season ranking of 434, rostered in 4% of leagues. He's on the third forward line. No power play time, but he's also got first PK time. Jade DeCompre is a bit of an interesting story this year. His offensive production hasn't quite been there, but he still plays a good two-way physical game, so you should be getting peripherals out of him every night. Looking at the Columbus Blue Jackets, Boone Jenner, who we were just saying has been on fire, has a season ranking of 107 in public leagues, rostered in 49% of them. So it's the window is closing. You might want to get there soon. He's on their first forward line, first power play, and second PK unit. Also, Jacob Voracek, playing on that first line, first power play, no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 221, rostered in 46% of leagues. Cole Sillinger is playing on the second forward line and second PK, but no power play time. He's got a season ranking of 545, rostered in 1% of leagues. Just a talented young prospect for the Blue Jackets. He'll be a permanent top six player for them in the future. Mm-hmm. Oliver Bjorkstrand, also on the second forward line. He's got first power play deployment and a season ranking of 231, rostered in 46% of leagues. And the last player I'm looking at from the Columbus Blue Jackets is going to be Andrew Peak. He's got a season ranking of 552, rostered in 2% of leagues. First defensive line, no power play, and first PK. Andrew Peak is very similar to Jack Johnson, in which I'm going to be looking at him strictly for those defensive peripheral stats.
Yeah, this Columbus team is a little interesting because I see a lot of value in someone like Bjorkstrand and Voracek, but they're over-rostered at 46% and both of them 46% respectively, especially because these season rankings are over 200. I mean, Boone Jenner at only 49%. Season ranking of 107. He's popped off recently.
Yeah.
And who knows if that's sustainable or not. But Boone Jenner is definitely the best look. If the second best one I like here is Bjorkstrand.
Yeah.
I like that first power play deployment.
Really good. He's also got a nice shot. So there's more potential to get a goal out of him than someone like Jacob Voracek. Looking at the Montreal Canadiens, they've got a couple of off nights early in the week. That's Monday and Wednesday. Pretty nice to stream from them. Nick Suzuki, with a season ranking of 255, rostered in 64% of leagues, is on their first forward line, first power play, and second PK. Cole Caulfield, with a season ranking of 611, has not been goal Caulfield at all this season, but still he's playing on their first forward line and first power play unit, rostered at 30%. It's way too high, but if he's available, take a look at him for these two games. That's just good deployment for him. Also, Josh Anderson is getting some time up on that first forward line and second power play unit. Season ranking of 431, rostered in 13% of leagues. If you're looking for hits, Josh Anderson is a good guy to look at. And finally, Alexander Romanov, who we suggested for the last couple of good schedules for the Montreal Canadiens. He's on their first defensive line, no power play, and first PK line. Season ranking of 421, rostered in 9% of leagues. If you want hits and you have a defense spot open, Alexander Romanov is going to get you hits. That is pretty much all he does that is fantasy relevant.
Yeah, sure. I'm not really interested in the Montreal Canadiens. Mostly, unless there is a super sleeper with a ton of value, I don't like looking at players on teams that lose.
Yeah.
I just find that the performance is weaker. So regardless if they have great deployment, I'm not really interested about anything for the Montreal Canadiens.
I'm kind of on the same page as you. Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki, maybe some there, but I don't know if I'm willing to gamble that. Looking at the New York Islanders, they were a losing team. They've been on kind of the more 50-50 split of their games recently. Anders Lee, first forward line, first power play, no PK, season ranking of 326, rostered in 30% of leagues. Kyle Palmieri, season ranking of 628, rostered in 3% of leagues, is on the first forward line, second power play. Brock Nelson, who has been probably the most consistent player for the New York Islanders this year, second forward line deployment, first power play time, season ranking of 314, rostered in 18% of leagues. And Noah Dobson, who's been great for the Islanders, is on that second defensive line, first power play unit, season ranking of 229, rostered in 38% of leagues. I'd probably be looking at Noah Dobson over any of these forwards from the New York Islanders. However, all of these guys have decent deployment, and good deployment can also always lead to something.
Yeah, I don't love any of them, but I see the most value in Dobson or maybe even Brock Nelson.
Some San Jose Sharks players to take a look at. These guys are pretty much just deployment plays. Alexander Barabanov is on the first line. He's got a season ranking of 362, rostered in 3% of leagues. Jonathan Dahlin's on the second line, season ranking of 445, rostered in 2% of leagues. Take a look at Noah Gregor if you want some physicality and defense stats from a forward. Season ranking of 507, rostered in 0% of leagues. And Mario Ferraro, who is the block master, he gets an unbelievable amount of blocks. His season ranking of 511 in public leagues is very likely because blocks are not considered in the overall rating for players in public leagues. So if you're in a deep league that's looking at stats like that, Mario Ferraro is somebody to look at. Rostering at 11%, there's lots of availability, but I just feel that the San Jose Sharks players that you want to have on your fantasy team are already well above 50% rostered, and there's just I'm not too excited about any of these guys.
Yeah, I'll second that.
From the Seattle Kraken, Jared McCann is on the second forward line, but he still gets top power play deployment. Season ranking of 194, rostered in 26% of leagues. Looking at Jordan Eberle, season ranking of 318, rostered in 22% of leagues, first forward line, first power play unit. Marcus Johansson is getting a chance on the first forward line. No, sorry. Alexander Wenberg is getting a chance on the first forward line. Season ranking of 515, rostered in 4% of leagues. He's also on that second power play unit. Marcus Johansson, season ranking of 587, rostered in 1% of leagues. He is on the first forward line and first power play.
For now, I expect some volatility.
I expect that as well, but regardless, what Daily Faceoff has provided me with. Adam Larsson, if you were looking for a hit streamer on defense, Adam Larsson is the guy to go for. He averages about 3.5 hits per game. He's playing on the first defensive line, no power play time and first PK time, so he's going to be expected to be making hits and to be blocking shots. Season ranking of 410, rostered in 16% of leagues. The Toronto Maple Leafs have a four-game schedule this week, and that is always exciting for a Leafs fan like myself. Unfortunately, the top two guys that I would be looking at from the Leafs are scooped up in both the Keeper and Good Fantasy Hockey League at the moment. Michael Bunting with a season ranking of 133, rostered in 31% of leagues, first forward line, second power play unit, no PK time. Michael Bunting, amazing. Playing with Matthews Marner, you can't ask for more. Alexander Kerfoot on the second forward line alongside Tavares and Nylander. He's got second power play deployment and the top PK deployment as well. Season ranking of 210, rostered in 15% of leagues. Ilya Mikheyev, season ranking 544, rostered in 6% of leagues. He's on the third forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. TJ Brody, season ranking of 560, rostered in 2% of leagues. He does not get any power play time. He does get top PK time and top defensive line deployment. He's been playing very well recently, and I think it's worth taking a look at him for some defensive peripherals. Also, Peter Mrazek, season ranking of 262, rostered in 45% of leagues. He is the 1B goalie for Toronto, but he had an outstanding game versus Carolina the last time he played, and I would expect some more performances similar to that coming forward.
Yeah, there's some more confidence in Peter Mrazek from the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it's reflected in the volume of his starts. So I see some value here at only 45% rostered because it's a good 1B on a good team.
I agree. Winnipeg Jets have a few streamers that it's worth taking a look at. Paul Stastny, still on the first line, still on the second power play. Season ranking of 368, rostered in 6% of leagues. I keep expecting Stastny to do something crazy with this deployment, but he just seems to be having a down year. You know, he is 36 years old. He's getting towards the end of his career. Christian Vesalainen is getting some time on the second forward line as Winnipeg continues to deal with injuries. Most recently, Kopp is out. Vesalainen going to be playing that physical role in the top six for Winnipeg. He's got a season ranking of 671, rostered in 0% of leagues. In the game against Edmonton, he was driving to the net, getting to the front of the net, so maybe you could get some deflection goals or some bounce-in rebound goals off of Vesalainen. Josh Morrissey, season ranking of 188, rostered in 43% of leagues, first defensive line, first power play unit, and second PK unit. He is the most ideal player to be picking up from the Winnipeg Jets, in my opinion. He gets all of the deep peripheral stats that you need if your league is collecting that, and he has been playing very well alongside, you know, Kyle Connor and Mark Scheifele, who have been popping off for Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Dylan DeMello gets first line deployment and first PK deployment. No power play time. He did have a breakaway on the PK the other night against Edmonton. So his stats aren't very exciting, but, you know, maybe something out of
0% him. 0% rostered.
Yeah, 0% rostered, season ranking 603. And finally, Eric Comrie, who has been pretty good for the Winnipeg Jets. Season ranking of 157, rostered in 4% of leagues.
Wow.
He's their backup goalie, but they have four games this week, so I expect Eric Comrie will play one.
Yeah, keep an eye out for that back-to-back.
Yes, those are the streamers I got for this week.
Oh, do they have a back-to-back? I see four games, four off nights, which I guess means no.
No.
They play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but yes.
That's a bit heavy volume for Hellebuck. I doubt that he'll play as well.
Yeah.
Charlie, what's your stream strategy for this week?
My stream strategy is I'm going to be looking at teams like the Toronto Maple Leafs. They got a Monday, Tuesday back-to-back. Monday and Tuesday have a total of 11 games between them, so you could probably get players in on both those nights. I'm liking Alexander Kerfoot. I don't know if he'll be available, and if not, I'll probably be gunning for Mikheyev, who's been super hot for the Leafs since joining the team. And then also the Winnipeg Jets. Four games, four off nights. You're pretty much guaranteed a start on all of them except Sunday, which is a busier off night. So yeah, I'll be looking at the Winnipeg Jets as well. Christian Vesalainen on that second forward line. And I've been streaming Josh Morrissey since last week, so I think I'm just going to hold him.
Yeah.
Because they have a great schedule, so no point in dropping him.
I'm in the same boat. I picked up Valeri Nichushkin sometime last week, as well as Boone Jenner, and it's just saved me having to use some of the pickups this week. But I also feel like I'm not maximizing value in the upcoming NHL schedule. I don't know. At the end of the day, it's about winning the league, and I've already benefited from the stream strategy enough that I can take it easy and prep for playoffs, and that's all I'm looking forward for.
Yeah, you can rest easy. No one's coming to steal your spot out from underneath you.
Yeah.
All right, folks. I think that's going to be it from us, though. This was a quick one.
Yeah.
Good luck in your fantasy weeks. I hope this information has helped or will help. Shout out Puck Legends. You got anything to say about Puck Legends, Galvin?
Yeah, you can use the code GOOD, GOOD, for free shipping, no tax. It's $25 Canadian. That's like, what, 18 American? Start showing your fandom of NHLers like Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky, Pavel Bure, and a whole bunch of other guys. Just check it out, pucklegends.ca. It's the best website ever, probably. And it'll definitely get you attention that you need.
Yeah, it's a nice website. They got nice shirts. Go check it out, pucklegends.ca. Use the code GOOD, all caps. All right, folks. This has been a Stream Strategy Week 18. Adios.
Yeah. Yo, we're so sorry for how the quality of the past two episodes have been. You know how things end up. So we are... Yeah, we'll be back and better, like usual.
Yep.
All right.
Adios.